You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Bill, remixed by Tay and Baby Girl. This is I'm Amelia's track.
Just be honest, baby. When you're looking in the mirror, does the vision drive you crazy? 'Cause darling, I could hold you down. The way you do is amazing. Got me driving around the block a few times. If shit don't face me, face me. You can't blame me, blame me. It hurts so good to be so bad. I'm misunderstood. I guess I'll stop. I don't know.
So good. I'm Amelia, remixed by Tay and Baby Girl, now going by Auto Angel. The track is Bill. We've got Tay in the studio. Kia ora. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It has been a while.
And I know.
It is nice to see you. It's nice to be talking about new music.
Bit so nice to be here.
Bit of a new era going on. What's been happening?
Yeah, well, you know, gotta change it up somehow. I sort of spent the last few years featuring on a lot of people's stuff, and so I was able to sort of experiment with my style and try and, you know, make it work with other people's style.
Mm.
And I feel like Primal is sort of the amalgamation of that now. It's like, what is she doing? It's so out the gate, but yeah, it's a bit of a growth path.
I feel like it's a really great way to be testing out, like, how, you know, you're enjoying particular types of making or particular collaborative processes.
Yeah.
Auto Angel, formerly known as Baby Girl, is a longtime friend and
yes.
collaborator of yours, has yep. also collaborated on Primal, which is the new single.
Yes, yeah.
So that's obviously one of those paths that has been really successful for you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you guys just heard Bill Remix. That was sort of like, not even one of the first, but maybe like the third or fourth track that we'd worked on together. And
yeah
it's just become so natural now, writing to their stuff. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's so special to have friends that you can kind of understand the language of what they're creating, especially
Definitely.
From a production style.
Yeah.
What's it like when you work with Shay? What's the kind of conversations that you have?
Yeah, well, like, you know, I sort of came from OMW and The Alone One, which was all working by myself, self-produced and everything. And my process, you know, for those projects was very much sort of engineering how the melodies would work while I was producing. And so this time around it was quite different because Shay had, you know, all these tracks kind of nearly like 80% thought out and, you know, just sent me the beats. And so I had to then reverse engineer and be like, okay, so how did this person, you know, how did they produce this and why did they choose that synth and how do my vocals fit into that? So it's been an awesome process. Worked in the studio with them heaps, worked remotely as well, obviously through COVID, and it's been a big learning process, but I've loved it.
It does feel like a real period of time where everyone's coming out of the COVID cocoon and releasing things, or maybe coming out with a bit of a different sound or a different standpoint. What does it feel like for you, especially with Primal being the kind of, I guess, first single of this new era of Tay music? What do you feel like is the direction you're moving in with your sounds?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm sort of taking R&B and like sort of taking the new things that come with it, which is, you know, like trap and rap, auto-tune. That's been awesome to experiment with. Being able to sort of, I guess, take the storytelling that I'm used to and present it in a different way than I'm used to.
And when you talk about storytelling, where does the writing process start for you with a song? Do you come from a personal place when you're writing, or are you sort of character creating?
Yeah, definitely nowadays it's very personal. I think my first project was a bit character creating because I didn't really have too much to write about. I was just a kid and hadn't experienced heartbreak and love and all that kind of stuff. Now being 26, I have a lot to write about. So it's really big for me to be able to tell stories that everyone can relate to, but also to be true to myself and be like, yo, this is what happened.
Primal is kind of does what it says on the tin. There's like a rawness and a sort of a simmering anger or a simmering kind of frustration in the track that I really like. And you've got this brilliant music video that really brings that to the surface. What was the process of creating those visuals like?
Yeah, well, like I had a pretty out the gate concept initially. It's funded by New Zealand On Air, which thank you, New Zealand On Air.
Shout out.
But, you know, the budget that we had, it wouldn't really work with the initial concept. And so it was sort of working with Benji to figure out how do we still tell the story in a way that is true to the story but isn't going to break the bank. And sort of what we came up with was really sinister, really dark, but really lighthearted in a weird way as well. So
there's like a kind of black comedy to it, which I really enjoy about the video as well. I'm keen to hear what the bombastic plan was. What was your like no budget drama?
Oh my gosh, I wanted to have like I wanted to be in a spaceship and like animated, like
naturally.
Out the gate, stuff that I can't afford at the moment, but.
It's good to have goals. It's only just nice to have parameters that mean you're like, okay, how do I achieve this with the budget I've got?
Yeah.
And the people I've got.
It's so creative being able to do it that way as well. And again, collaborating, Benji's such a mastermind in direction and, visualization. So it was so good to get, bounce off of him and be like, okay, so I wanted to do this in like an animated sense. How do we do it for real?
So what is next? This is the first single. You got a longer project coming out?
Cool. Hopefully we'll have a full project out in the coming months. No promises, but there is definitely a lot in the works. It's all really exciting. It's all really sounding good.
And are you wanting to jump back up on stage immediately, or are you kind of wanting to let the track sit for a while? What's your plan there?
I love getting on stage. I've got an awesome set at the moment. The past few years I've been able to spend time rehearsing and actually figuring out what I do on stage and how I sound, how to process my vocals live, all that kind of stuff I've been able to work on. So I'm really excited to get back on stage.
That's going to be very cool. I think that's such an interesting thing as well, when you've experimented with using auto-tune and kind of vocoders and that sort of way of mucking around with what your voice can do and the ways you can like make it a bit alien,
manipulate things,
and then trying to bring that into a live setting must be quite an interesting process.
Well, I think I would get really disappointed in my past performances because I'd be like, listening to it back, it doesn't sound like how it sounds on Spotify or on YouTube or whatever. And so that was sort of forefront in my mind. I wanted to give a live performance where people would actually be able to be like, oh yeah, that sounds exactly like the track, like that's lit.
Oh, this is an exciting process. I think we should have a listen to Primal, Tay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So nice to hear about all the cool things you've got lined up. Where can people go watch the video and where can they get the track?
Yeah, you can watch the video on YouTube. I think if you just type in Tay, Primal, Prod, Auto Angel, official music video, something like that, it'll pop up. Yeah, and you can listen to the track on all your favourite streaming services and Bandcamp. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Hey, thank you so much for coming in, Tay. We'll see you soon.
Woo!
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.